Our Sabetha Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tatman with you. We're now joined by Blue Jays boys basketball coach, that is Scott Berger. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Sabetha boys still undefeated, now 14-0, number one in 3A, and a couple of impressive wins in the last week since we last spoke, Coach. And Silver Lake on Friday, you go on the road, 71-53. Turnaround Tuesday, go to Riverside, win that one big as well, 74-33. Just, I guess, since we last spoke, last couple of games, pretty impressive on both sides.
Yeah, we played well both games. We got a lot of playing time for our bench in both games. And so it was good overall, and I was real proud of the start with our varsity starters, both at Silver Lake and at Riverside, as we just jumped on them quick, created a lot with our defense and our offense. We're shooting the ball well, and when you shoot the ball well, you always look good. So I'm real happy with a performance of both games.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned just an opportunity. Really, at any point in the season, it's always a good opportunity when you can get some reserves in, regardless of what time of the game it is, because you're just kind of building the future for years to come in the program. But, you know, when you've had those opportunities to get some of those younger kids involved in some games, I mean, as you kind of see the brightness of the future and just getting some of those kids involved.
You're totally correct. We have a great group of guys that have not got as much playing time as maybe I hoped. But the last two games, they've played pretty much the last quarter in both games, and even part of the third quarter in both games. So that was good for them, and it was good for them to get out and play against varsity competition. And we challenged them because we felt like we had a couple games where when they came in, they didn't play as good as I know that they are capable. And but last night, I thought our bench really came in and played well. They played hard, and they just expanded the lead, and they did the things that we see every day in practice.
And you try to keep this momentum rolling as you return home on Friday and welcome in a Royal Valley team that you'll see for a second time and a Panthers team that's really playing as good as anyone right now in the Big 7. They've won three straight, four of their last five. They're averaging nearly 60 points per game in their last four wins. And I guess let's go back to the first matchup. We had that broadcast. It was an incredible game. It was December 9th at Royal Valley. Came down the stretch. I know free throws were big, but it was a 70-64 win for you guys. Very good game all the way around. And a Royal Valley team right now that's playing really good basketball. What's kind of the expectation for the second matchup?
They're very good. I've been watching film, and they're deep. It's not one or two guys. They have four guys that average about 10 to 14 points a game. They're very good offensively. They shoot the ball from 3-point range. They attack the rim. They're just one of the better teams in the league, and I think it's going to be a great game Friday. I also noticed that you know, just overall, the way they just have so much confidence. I mean, when they play, you can just tell they think every shot is going in, and they did that to us the first time we played them. We shot the ball very well too, but we could just not get rid of them. We'd make a run, and then they'd make a run. So they're a very good team, and I think they're going to get better as the year goes along.
I always enjoy the times I get with all the coaches each week, but especially with Royal Valley coach Chris Brown, and had a chance to talk to him this week, of course, and we talked about that first matchup as well, and he said the biggest difference in that game was your team's ability to grab those offensive rebounds and get those second-chance opportunities. Did you kind of see it as the same way there as one of the biggest keys for your first win?
One of our main goals of every game is offensive rebounds, because when you get an offensive rebound, it usually results in positive things, whether it's 2 points or many times you'll get a foul on the other team. And offensive rebounds just come from the desire and the will of the kids on your team. You know, it's just getting in there and going after every rebound. And so we do work on that, and we do stress that. So hopefully we'll be able to continue that. But, you know, they're big. They're tall and they're athletic. And so they can crash the boards very well, too. So I just think it'll be a really good game.
Finally, Coach, just a couple keys this go around with Royal Valley and a Big 7 tilt coming up on Friday for you guys.
Defense for us, it's something that we've been doing a good job of. It's something we've been really taking great pride in. I think defensively, just limiting their runs and And also, we just mentioned it, just rebounding. We've got to rebound, and we've got to do that every game, but especially this game, just with their length and their athleticism. So I think those are the two key things for us. And, like we said, I think it's just going to be a fun game to watch for anybody.
It's about the boys basketball coach Scott Berger joining us here on our weekly locker room chats, as he does each and every week. Sabetha back at home on Friday, taking on Royal Valley. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck on Friday. Should be a good one. And we will talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks, Brandon.